All right, now representing Connecticut is Anne Marie. Anne Marie, come join us representing the great state of Connecticut. Hi, Anne Marie. And Anne Marie, I'm gonna let you pronounce your beautiful French last name.
Brousseau.
It's beautiful. It's not as easy to read with phonics, but it's a beautiful last name.
It is, and I am here from Communist Connecticut.
All right, and we saw that you were using, we saw the truth here, the big lie versus the truth. Then we see, of course, the machines there in your state, and let's get right to it. Explain this, please.
So, the very, I do not have the videos for this, and you don't need to see them here, but you can access them at fightvoterfraud.org. This very first block that you'll see over here is a video of seniors being interviewed by the gentleman who is actually running for a turn for Secretary of State as a Republican. He interviewed them and received information from them about them being harassed for their ballots. Mm. They were harassed into changing over to mail-in ballots, and you should hear it for yourself. That's Dominic Rapini who did that. He no longer works for them, but he's good. Fight Voter Fraud is the one, of course, that's doing that. They have identified over 230,000 fake votes, names, on our voter rolls, which was also confirmed by another group that I work with. The Secretary of State released in certified election results that had quite a lot of issues with it. I'll get into that in a minute. And Fight Voter Fraud also identified 1,425 dead people that voted.
Wow.
We say that people in Connecticut are dying to vote. I've actually seen the death certificate.
Mm. They're dying to vote.
You know?
Ba-dum-bum.
There's another 12,000 that are still under investigation. We're not quite sure what the total number is, but this number has already been given to the registrars in order to force these names off the list. Now, are you doing that good? Thanks.
You're welcome.
So the Secretary of State has, of course, the voter rolls, the tallies that she does, and when you total them up, if you total them up by county or district or town, they have different numbers. The totals are not the same. So anybody could see this. It's public information. It's right out there for everyone. And then we found out that we had a couple of registrars that were reporting to us that they weren't getting the information that they put into it. The Secretary of State was telling them what numbers to put on their sheets. And I actually have a slide that'll go into that in a minute. We do have LHS machines, which is an issue because it does not produce the voter, what are they called, the CVR, CR? You can't get cast vote records. You can't get cast vote records from those machines, according to them. And Eric refuses to allow any of us to see any communication between the state and them. Oh, and we also have no sheriffs in the state of Connecticut. I will spend a little time talking to the sheriff group that's here, thank God. And I want you all to know that memes are effective, so thank you, citizens, for spreading these memes, because shortly after we did this, the Secretary of State quit.
Really?
Honest to God. Now, we do have a little bit of good news. How much time I got? Okay, I'll try to zip through this. This is the town of New Canaan, which is a letter here from them that sent to the Secretary of State saying, here is the revision you asked us for on our voter counts from them. We'll just jump on to the next presentation, the next slide.
What are your blocks?
But we do have what?
Your blocks.
The blocks.
You got some blocks.
Oh, yes. We do need financing for the citizen organizations, but we do have a few other options to go with us. We can't afford the lawyer for fighting the loss of the machines, unfortunately. We do have the worst voter rolls, the worst data provided to the EDA system. We were able to get the majority of FOIAs taken care of by our towns, but there are 7.5% of the town registrars that will not give us the information, and they won't give us, of course, the cast vote records. Fight Voter Fraud has the ability to identify who perpetrated the issues that are in here. We did turn 21 states red in the 1921 election. We do have the Trump-endorsed candidate, Laura Levi, and my time is up.
Join me in thanking Anne Marie, representing the great state of Connecticut.
Connecticut.
All right. Thank you, Anne Marie.